It's time for Let's Talk on WPPA, AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web at WPPARadio.com. Stories making news, special guest interviews, your phone calls, and more. The views expressed on Let's Talk are not necessarily those of the management or staff of WPPA. Now, here's your host, Jay-Z.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. Hour number two of the program this morning as we continue. And a big thank you to Joe Thurs and a great program in our first hour with our Thursday Small Business Spotlight. Got another guest as we've been promoting joining us on the program right now. As we shift gears a little bit, we're going to talk a little bit of politics right now. Joining us on the program right now, it's our pleasure to have Tom Smith in studio with us. Tom, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Jay-Z. Thank you for having me.
It is great to have you here. You are running for mayor in the city of Pottsville.
Yes, I am.
In the upcoming primary. But before we get to that, and there's a lot we want to talk about, for the folks who might not know exactly who you are, we always give you the opportunity. Who is Tom Smith? Let's get our listeners to get to know you a little better.
Well, my wife gave me a script to tell who I am.
Okay.
So I'm going to go from that now. I've been in the community since 1986. Moved here as a manager for Kenny Shoes. Managed in Clearfield, State College, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, and then I ended up in Schuylkill County in 1986. Came here, and it's hard to describe, but there was a whole different feeling here with the people. Great neighbors, everybody looking to help. They were going to move me on again. I would come in and revitalize the shoe stores. They'd be in trouble, and they'd move me to a different area. But we got here, we decided, let's make this our home. So at 63 years old, they're going to bury me here. I'm not going anywhere.
Awesome. See, that shows you how much of an impact it made on you, because it's just you move around, and you got to here, and you're done with the
movement. Total different people. They were so caring. They would help with anything. I was blessed to move in next to Paul Connors and his wife, Nancy, and they were such great mentors and helped me revitalize my home. My first home was on Norwegian Street. It needed everything. Paul was there every lockstep that helped me and guide me on everything. It was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know from looking here, you're the president of the Schuylkill County YMCA?
Yes, president of Schuylkill County YMCA. We just completed, we're on the cusp of finishing a $2.2 million joint venture with Alvernia for our gymnastic program.
Cool. Yeah. That's awesome.
Dave Argel, Tim Towardzik, Christine Vadir were instrumental in helping us. They got us a $1 million grant, which we had the match. We have that pretty much wrapped up.
Wow.
That, therefore, why I'm running for mayor is I'm going to have the time now. This project took 5 years.
I'll bet.
To put together. We have right now with the Schuylkill County YMCA, the gym's only open 3 days a week because the gymnastic program is so healthy and flourishing. We have 70 kids on the floor.
My niece belongs to that. Yes.
Oh, great.
Yes.
She's lucky to get in because we have 238 on the waiting list.
I believe it.
So we're going from 5,400 square feet 4 days a week. We're now going to have 7,600 square foot in the Alvernia College, partnering with them, and we're going to be open 7 days a week for gymnastics. We want to take care of the kids. It's a great program.
That is awesome. Plus, I know you're involved in a lot of volunteer work, Big Brothers and the like. So.
Our business supports that. Our family business is Advisement Financial Partners. Mm-hmm. I'm a retired financial advisor. Before that, I was a car dealer for 30 years here in Schuylkill County.
Now, I want to just stress that to the folks, because we're going to be leading as we go on with the interview. Retired financial advisor. That's important, because we're going to talk about some issues coming up during our interview here. But that leads me now. That's your background. You're well established. So I always ask the people, now, why all of a sudden you decide to dip your toe in the political realm of things?
So I had a meeting with a couple gentlemen that I respect a lot, and I opened my eyes to what was not happening in our city. I've watched, especially the last 8 years, the deterioration of the blight. Yingling does such a great job supporting our community. They support the Y consistently. They support many other nonprofits. So they invite all these people for Logger Jogger. 3,500 runners, 10,000 people come to the city. They get to run on horrible streets. They run by the blighted property on 8th Street, on the 800 block, that is falling in on itself, and we invite all these people. This is what they see of the city. That's not who we are. Mm-hmm. We are better than that. We need to get that. We need to get the word out there. We need to start.
Mm-hmm. See, and Tom, I can relate, man. You and I are cut from the same cloth, on the same page. Shenandoah now is going to have a big event coming up, the Kielbasa Fest. That brings people from all over the area, probably arguably one of the biggest events in that area, and I do the exact same thing, just what you said. You're bringing these people in, and look at what they're seeing. And like you said, you know, same here in the city. But blight is such an issue. And I guess it's the number one issue, you know, here and in surrounding areas. We've had different representatives come in and talk about this, Tom. And, man, that is a huge problem that you would be undertaking here if you were lucky enough to win and become mayor.
Well, I do know that nobody does it on their own.
Right.
I have a great team. I have a great relationship with the local legislators. They helped put this together with Alvernia. Again, I mentioned Tim Towardzik, Christine Vadir, Dave Argel.
Right.
With that, we need to work with them. Right now, there's no working relationship between a city and any of our representatives or federal. Dave Muser.
Mm-hmm.
What we need is a working relationship. I have that relationship. You know, I'm looking at the blight situation. There's two programs out there for blight.
Mm-hmm.
The one, there's a community demolition fund created by Dave Argel for this exact need. Plus, the city has a community block grant program, that development that we can also pull money from. I don't know why it's not getting done. I'd like to look into that.
Right. And I think the last thing that I had heard that they were doing is they compiled a top 10 list of blighted properties, and they were going to, you know, work on that. But then, as you said, I heard nothing after that or saw nothing after that.
So, yeah. Again, I've been in Plattsville since 86. There is a blighted property on Market Street across from the old Turkey Hill, which is now a laundromat. That was slated 10 to 15 years ago, number one of the list to be taken down. Nothing happened. It is a hazard to the community, and it breeds this disease that spreads out. Like, wait a minute, I have a beautiful home right next to this blighted property. Why should I have to take care of my place? This is, if we start building by building, taking that down, revitalizing the ground, it's there, sell the property, do whatever we can to get new blood in there to help with it. It's a, or make it happen. It's going to spread through the whole community. It really is.
Yeah, because as you said, just as like, the negativity would spread by saying, well, why should I upkeep my area? Because look at what's next to me. If you start upkeeping, then people say, well, look what they did. I need to do that, improve mine.
Yes.
Exactly.
I'd like to have some kind of program that would recognize homeowners, not only business, but homeowners, that's saying, hey, here's a plaque you can put on your porch. Thank you for helping the community. And it's going to spread out through the community.
Yeah.
I don't want to take away from people that can't afford that, but it's nice. But also, too, it's nice to see someone revitalize their home or just paint their front porch, paint their door, and start with that, just small
things. Right, exactly, yeah. Some things. So blight is a big one that we talked about, but I know another one, and you have a financial background, and I know one of the things that we talk about, and for full disclosure, we carry the meetings because they stream them, and we carry them here on our program, and just at the most recent one, this Chris thing came up. And first of all, Tom, if you can, explain to the listening audience out there, because you have a background financially, exactly what is Chris, first off?
Chris is a city revitalization and improvement zone.
Okay.
And I don't know how deep you want me to get into this, but...
Feel free, my friend.
To my knowledge, pretty good knowledge, that Dave Argel's office hand-carried this Chris grant. It is a... tax, basically, on a basic term, it's a tax reimbursement, state tax reimbursement, that whatever gets paid in for this zone, 83% of it's refunded back to the community. Tamaqua got it.
Right.
They are revitalizing everything. They're getting about $1.5 million a year. This is a 30-year program. So just at low estimates, Plattsville lost out on $45 million because we didn't submit the paperwork right. It was submitted once, was wrong. State sent it back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I might add, it was a slam dunk for Plattsville because we were the only, as we're considered, third-class city on that level. We were competing against no one for it. It was handed to us. They sent the paperwork back. It was submitted a second time without asking for any help. The current administration just did what, I don't know what they did, but they didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and right over the hill, that helped me a lot, at Alvernia College is a grant writer that's looking to help any nonprofit or community involvement situation where they will help write the grant. They never asked. They could have walked right down over the hill. So it was submitted a second time. Still wasn't right. They were told what to correct, and they didn't get it done. Part of the problem, too, was preparation.
Right.
Reading just got it. They're going to get millions a year. But the thing was, they knew it was coming, and they were able to prep and get everything done. I don't know what happened. The mayor was asked. He said they only had 2 weeks.
Right, I was going to say, from what we gathered, Tom, from that last meeting, if I may, and that's what they said, they were complaining about the shortness of time, that they only had, like you said, 2 weeks. But, I mean, apparently when you go back to, like you said, when they submitted it, was sent back, it was done wrong. So it's been more than 2 weeks.
Oh, a lot longer
the
than
process.
2 weeks. Right. They know it's coming, too. Right. Before you have a window, you have to fill with all grants. So they had the window, but they knew beforehand, before that window, they could have prepared this. So the mayor said it was 2 weeks. Another council member said it was a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then my opponent running said he didn't know anything about it. Now, I just find it really hard to believe that we have something that huge that would change downtown Pottsville. So it's a revitalization of your downtown area. Blight, infrastructure on building, lending people money that want to come in. But what that does, it lowers everybody's taxes because now you have more of a tax base coming into downtown Pottsville, and they're going to bring employees. They're going to bring people from the area, move them in. We've been missing and losing so many businesses. And part of that is, I'm going to touch on real quick, is the business privilege tax.
Okay.
It's hard enough doing business downtown. It's very difficult to get into business. John Marsh, one of my running mates, just opened a chopping block.
Okay.
And the young, energetic guy, young family, very knowledgeable, knows exactly what it takes now to get into business if possible. And he wants to streamline that. He wants to make it easier. And that he had so many stumbling blocks to overcome, but finally got open. But that's what he needs. This quiz could just turn us around. Now, it's not always available. I think it was available in 13, and it was available in 19.
Mm-hmm. That was going to be my question.
Yes.
Missing out on it, will this come around again at some point? But it's still an opportunity lost.
It's an opportunity lost. It's administered by the Department of Community and Economic Development.
Okay.
We, Salvis Logositis and I, were at the meeting for the presentation of the director of that in Penn State a few months back. And he can't tell us when it's available again. It might not be available for 5 more years.
Wow.
We're going to ask our legislators to introduce a bill to reintroduce it, but it's going to be up to them to try to do that. But it would be a massive change for Pottsville.
But again, and there I think that would be where you would be of a significant help, and I'm just saying in this one area because you already mentioned during our interview here about having a good rapport with these legislators. And you got a good rapport with them. I got to believe you stand a better chance than what's going on right now because they obviously do not, from what I see anyway.
What I'm hearing is Pottsville's been offline for years.
Yeah.
There's so much available to them. Like for our streets, there's two funds out there that we can tap into, one from PennDOT and another from the Department of Community and Economic Development. There's money available for that, but they're not tapping into it. I don't know why. Maybe there is something I'm not seeing, but we have money available for the streets and there's money available for the blight.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not happening because we're offline.
Right. And I think because, again, being privy to these meetings, especially most recently, I think the citizenry and the people here in Pottsville are aware of that too because when they come there, they have good questions. They have questions they asked about the timeline, the 2 weeks and like, they asked about some other things. So they're very well informed. And then they get treated terribly. I mean, again, that's a big problem I have with that because it's almost as if like they feel like they're getting attacked and then nothing gets done because then they attack back. And as you said, the whole idea is to help the city here, get some funding for the blight, this CRIS, whatever it might be. And once things deteriorate to that point, then nothing gets accomplished.
Jay-Z, my campaign's not about what policy you're with or what political party you're affiliated with. This is a municipal level. It has nothing to do with party.
Right.
It has about taking care of the people. I'm out in the street talking to people, and I'm hearing the same thing. They're treated poorly in City Hall. They have no representation. They ask. I've been at the City Hall meetings where people come up and ask a legitimate question, and they're actually, terrorized.
Yes.
Like they get aggressive, they go after him.
I've seen it.
My running mate Scott Price missed on his trash bill, overlooked on whatever. It doesn't matter. He missed on his trash bill. He brought up a legitimate point a few months back, and they came back at him with your trash bill.
Yes,
that's not helping the situation that he was asking about.
Right.
We need a fresh start. We need a change. We need a positive change. Me and my running mates want to bring that. I got two young guys. Scott Price is an expert at reducing redundancy in waste in departments. He works for Toyota, for God's sakes, and he's an expert in that area. He will bring that to the table for us. Then we got, again, John Marsh, just opened up a business. He runs an insurance company, insurance agency, very good in business. And I don't care what you say, city business is a business.
Right.
The problem we have right now it's this, you know, business as usual. Well, it's not business as usual because there is no business. Right. They're not developing or creating anything. Thank God the Farm Store got in. What wonderful people.
We had them on, actually. They're part of our small business spotlight that we did. Yeah. Like you said, that was a blessing, absolutely. You
know, it's just this community shows that they want to help. My goal when I moved to Pottsville, my wife had to go to the laundromat with my daughter, and our only goal was that we could buy a washer and dryer from Hattestee's.
There you go.
You know, and we went from there to got a washer and dryer, bought an old house and fixed it up, opened up a store up in West Market. Some of the older kids will remember it was Nanny's Place, ice cream, sandwiches, penny candy, and so forth. You know, had that. Then I opened up my car dealership. So I got a background in business, and so do my running mates. Mm-hmm. So we want to fix this. But back to the Criz, I can't hammer it enough on how much we missed out. And I don't know if it was neglect or what, but there was help out there for city council to get this handled. And I know Savas Logothitis offered his help. He knew what to do, exactly what it was, and they wouldn't even go to him. Mm-hmm. You know, I mentioned Savas a lot, but he's the head of PADCO, and he is doing more than anybody for this city, as what I can see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the other thing that I've noticed, and we have said this just in observation, they don't make things, to me it's almost, they don't make people feel welcome in this city. I mean, I could tell you stuff that's happened here after we had guests come on and, you know, try to help people out. They'll wind up getting a ticket or something like that. A box truck that was helping with floods in Pine Grove and Tremont not that long ago. Now, I get it, but how about coming in and saying, like, hey, look, you know, feed your meter. They don't make you want to come here right now. I don't think this current administration. The optics are not good, at least. Even if it's not true, the optics certainly are of that. And it's not just me. I talk to other people.
Yeah.
And like you said, so we need to clean this stuff up. I mean, in my opinion, we do.
Jay-Z, it's not like these people on city council are bad people. They're just doing business a certain way. And he's a really nice guy.
Yes.
Who I'm running against. I had a couple beers and four-wheeled with Mark Atkinson.
Right.
Great guy.
It's nothing personal. Exactly.
Then it's back to the business side of it.
Yes. Exactly.
We need someone with experience, someone that has a business background, someone that works in a community, and that's us. We're doing it. You know, you mentioned parking. I'm at the age, I'm 63. I don't have the app on my phone for parking, so I'm plugging quarters in. But to what I understand, the parking authority has $900,000 in the bank, and this parking is always a problem. So why can't we, at a certain age, say 55, 62, you go to City Hall, you prove that you're a citizen of Pottsville, and they give you a silver tag or something, you get free parking in the city. Onotongo Parking Garage. My wife worked back in the 80s into the 90s, Pennsylvania National Bank. Then it ended up being M&T. They were offered a nice discount to park in the Onotongo Parking Garage so they wouldn't be in the street parking. We can't offer free parking because the residents, and I don't blame them, would take up all the parking for all the storefronts and everything. Mm-hmm. But we can come up with a program. You're a resident. There's a special place. There's still parking that we can develop.
Right.
But it's a big bother for me that it's hard enough doing business. And then you torture people coming in if they're 1 minute over the meter. I just saw on Nosy Neighbors where a lady complained she was unloading at Arrow, supporting a local community business.
Yes.
And then turns around, the guy's writing a ticket before she has the door shut.
Yes.
That's
the bad optics of it, like I'm saying. It's awful.
Tom
Smith is our guest in studio. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more as we continue after these messages. Stay with us.
You've got to try delicious pizza and more at Pizza Place Pizza, Prattville. Take home a Pizza Place pizza tonight with award-winning house sweet sauce or Italian sauce. How about a hearty stromboli, calzones, garlic cheese bread, and turnovers? Monday through Thursday, two large pies for $26.75. Daily, two small pies with one topping each, $23.50. Friday's pickup only special, large cheese pizza, $14. With delivery in Prattville and surrounding areas, call Pizza Place, 570-874-3518. Follow them on Facebook.
For all your building and remodeling needs, the name to know is Quandl Concrete, now operating out of its brand new 16,000 square foot facility. Quando Concrete has been the leading provider for large industrial jobs, private contractors, and homeowners. Quando Concrete now has its own concrete color machine that has hundreds of different colors to choose from. Quando Concrete also offers a variety of decorative concrete retaining wall block. Visit us at www.quandoconcrete.com or in person at 9 Schaefer's Hill Road, Minersville.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Looking for fresh, affordable groceries in Minersville or Pine Grove? Head to Culltown Supermarket in the Kings Village and Route 443 Pine Grove. Your locally owned and operated neighborhood supermarkets. You're sure to save with bone-in center-cut pork chops in the value pack, $1.99 a pound. Sure save fresh 80% ground beef in the value pack, $3.99 a pound. Red, ripe, sweet strawberries. 1 pound containers, 2 for $5. Schmidt Old-time bagels or English muffins, buy one, get one free. Culltown Supermarket, locally owned in Minersville and Pine Grove. Fresh, local, always affordable.
Get ready for Camping World's Red, White, and New Trade Event, May 15th through the 18th. Get the highest value for your RV guaranteed during the biggest RV trade event of the year. Shop the best RV deals in America with new RVs starting as low as $92 a month. Get ready for the holiday weekend with up to 45% off grills and 25% off product installation. Plus, we'll have free hats, free propane refills, free food, and fun for the whole family. Don't miss the incredible Red, White, and New Trade Event, May 15th through the 18th at your local Camping World.
See you for full details and disclaimers.
Whoa, it's you, the Capital One Bank guy.
That's what they call me.
Mind if I get a selfie?
Yeah, sure thing. Say no fees or minimums on your Capital One checking account.
Wow, that's a keeper. So, where are you heading?
I'm off to spread the good news that Capital One helps people keep more money in their wallet with no overdraft fees.
Oh, you're the best Capital One Bank guy.
Hey, mind if I get a selfie?
Sure.
Say, Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One, N.A., member FDIC.
Losing a loved one is never an easy ordeal, and becoming overwhelmed can happen relatively easily. During the grieving process, one of the last things to stress about should be how to honor someone who's passed. Since 1847, Saucer Monuments and Memorials has provided beautiful ways for Schuylkill County residents to honor their families and loved ones. From beautifully sculpted monuments to handcrafted bronze or granite memorial markers, we can add a special touch to any memorial tribute. Located at 400 South Hoffman Boulevard in Ashland. Phone 570-875-3070. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30.
Spring brings a new attitude and two arm lengths of jobs around your home and business. One stop at Alpine Building Supply, Route 183, Schuylkill Haven, and you're ready. They stock everything you need. Hardware, lawn and garden, paints, plumbing supplies. No running around before you get to work. And Alpine is your headquarters for Duralite decking. It looks great and built to last. Why go anywhere else? Alpine Building Supply, Route 183, Schuylkill Haven. Visit their Facebook page, shop local and save.
Hey girls,
yeah?
What's up? Y'all seen this Future Alert weather app?
From 2822 News?
Yes, what a game changer.
It's so cool how it knows right where you are, so you only get weather notifications that matter to you.
Yep, last weekend we were at Lake Scranton, got an alert for lightning close by, made it back to the car with time to spare.
And I love the real-time radar, so you can see right where the rain is.
Okay, I'm sold. Where can I get it?
Free on the App Store and Google Play.
Of course something this good is from WBRE and WYOU.
Congratulations to Alan Evans of the Schuylkill Haven Hurricanes baseball team. Alan is our Finelli Evans and Patel T102 Sports Now Athlete of the Week. To check out Alan's accomplishments, go to T102SportsNow.com. Once again, congratulations to Alan Evans of the Schuylkill Haven Hurricanes baseball team, our Finelli Evans and Patel T102 Sports Now Athlete of the Week. Welcome back, folks. Hour number two of the program as we continue. Tom Smith, our guest in studio. He is running for mayor on the Republican side in the primary. Tom, one of the things you wanted to touch on now is we shift gears a little bit because, again, a lot of people don't know this, and you've been a wealth of information covering the Chris situation, blight, and some other things. But and I was not aware of this myself, and we were talking a little bit about this, that Pottsville is what, an elite community.
It is it's listed as an elite community.
Now, for the folks out there, what exactly does that mean, Tom?
That means basically it's like a block grant program to where we get money from the federal government and we don't have to compete for it. Wow. Most of our surrounding communities have to compete for this. We get it. Wow. I want to make sure that we're using that money properly. You know, we need to find out what we can do to streamline things in City Hall. One, we want to be approachable. We want to represent the citizens.
Yeah, let's start there. That would be a big help, yes.
It's not going to be a club. It's not going to be closed doors. I hear person after person that go to City Hall, they have a problem. Mm-hmm. They get shut down. They're treated rudely. There's no need for that.
No.
There's no need for that. But with this entitlement community, we have first-run access at federal funds.
Wow.
We want to do that. You know, I've been in a community so long. We're the county seat. We should be the star. We should be the example for the rest of the communities in our county. We're not. We're falling behind. I'm watching Haven, Tamaqua, my gosh, Orwigsburg. They got it together. They're making things happen. We're falling behind mm-hmm. every year. We need to fix that. We can fix it. You know, we can do this, have a good time, engage with the citizens, enjoy ourselves, and have a great community.
You know, you bring up such a good point, Tom, because I agree. A good friend of mine, Jerry Bowman, is on the council in Schuylkill Haven. And you've seen what they've done there because yes. When I was on council way back when in Shenandoah, he and I used to compare notes. As you said, Haven's doing some great things there. It looks good. Tamaqua, I go through there a lot often. You know, I'm friends with Dave too, Dave Argel. Tremendous job that they've done there. These are all right in and around our area. And yet, like you said, Pottsville, the county seat, because I always like to use that as well. And we're not doing it. We're going the other way.
Yep. I speak with the mayor of Tamaqua. Great young guy.
Yes.
Great young man. Gave me a lot of great ideas. But you know what? Nothing would have happened if he wasn't locked up with the local politicians.
Mm-hmm.
It is a working community. We can't do it on our own. Our tax base isn't enough to serve. You know, with that, one of the big concerns people have is safety.
Yes.
So we had 23 people on the police force. Now we're down to 20. But I understand there might only be, and again, this is what I hear. I can't verify it. Mm-hmm. There might only be up to 13 people on patrol because of workman comp issues, right. Health sickness issues, and so forth. So what do we do with that? We raise the taxes. We give less and raise the taxes. That doesn't work. There have got to be areas in there that we can rebuild our police force. To me, that's one of the most important things in the community. I just talked to a young lady yesterday. Her husband left the police force because he was working 12-hour shifts.
Yep.
It's not working. This program is broken.
And, you know, just to back that up, Tom, we've had people call the program and say, like, they feel bad for the police because
yes.
of exactly what you said is happening right now. And you that is the most important thing in a borough, city, where everything is your police force and people actually feeling safe. Exactly right.
Well, you know, there's no way I'd want to do that job.
No, me either.
And you never know. I have a lot of friends that are policemen, retired mm-hmm. state police officers and so forth. But I know one of their big concerns is when they go into a domestic situation. There's so much emotion going on and so forth, and you got to be so on point with everything. How are you doing that when you're on a 12-hour shift?
Yes.
How do you do that?
Exactly.
You're not. So you're putting these guys in danger by being understaffed, and it's not the police force fault.
Right.
It's us as a community need to figure out a better way to support them and get more men on. Better benefits, better pay will attract the candidates. We need to figure out how to do that, and I think our group can do that.
Exactly right. Now, the other thing, too, and we touched on this a little bit, and I know you wanted to bring this up, you'll work with the local businesses here in our area. A lot of times, and I know small business, you know, suffered not that long ago. I have friends that have businesses here in the city, and the stories they told me, this isn't me, but the stories they told me, and again, that's not productive. That's not getting us anywhere. You need to work with these people.
They need to open the door,
yeah.
to have open communication, stop by and visit, see what yeah. their needs are, be yeah. in the streets. And I'm told there's some shop owners that they'll say something to one of the sitting council members or mayor, and they won't even look at him, acknowledge him.
Right.
They're upset with him. And this is a young guy I know that is helping the community immensely, helps me at the Y, and he can't even get a hello. There's, again, it's broken. We need to fix it, and we can do that.
Right.
But, you know, the core of your downtown are the business owners.
Yes.
And they suffer a lot. They you know, they have to deal with the snow removal. They have to deal, again, with the business privilege tax. We can't replace a tax with a tax, but there has to be a better way. I talk personally, and I'm not talking out of school, Bob Green, Pioneer Pole Buildings.
Yep.
Roy Heim, huge, huge business.
Yes.
They pulled out of Pottsville for one reason, business privilege. Do you know how many people they employ?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. We missed all that money. Plus, those people like to live close to where they work.
Sure.
They're not living here. Pottsville is a beautiful community.
It really
is. We
love
it. And
yeah.
When I bring people in from out of my area, I'm originally from the Softcoal area.
Okay.
Clearfield County, back in, as they say, the mountains.
Yep.
I bring them here, and they're just surprised of how much Pottsville has to offer so far with the breweries. Yeah. Yingling Brewery.
Yep.
Pilgaroo, the Chopping Block, Black Rock.
Right.
You know, there's just so much to offer, and yet there's so much more we could do
mm-hmm.
that make this a shining star. Again, to reiterate, fix the roads. Fix the blight. These are all things that we will make this happen.
Yeah. And it does not make any sense, too, as you said, when you talk about having a rapport with the local politicians, because at some point you're going to need them. You can't do it on your own. So better to have them, you know, as a friend than, you know, and I don't want to necessarily say enemy, but not have a good working relationship with them.
Well, the bottom line is we're not asking for anything that isn't coming to us. With on the federal level, state level, we pay taxes into that.
Mm-hmm.
Why not get some of it back?
Right.
And through these grant programs, through the blight program, through the streets program, where there's money for us. We just need to get it. We need to have a working relationship. We can turn this city around in a couple years.
Yeah. Yep. I believe that. So for the folks that are listening out there, Tom, like a lot of what you're hearing, you have a website, a Facebook page, something like that, where they can go and, you know, check you and your running mates out?
We started with Seth with Argyle's office.
Okay.
Is setting us up on a Facebook page.
Cool. He's a good guy, Seth.
So you got an old guy at the helm running this at 63. I'm relying on some younger people.
Sure. But
Seth Hubler is fantastic.
Yes, he is.
A great help to us. He is setting up our Facebook page. It'll be open almost any day now. And it's your city, your future is what you want to look at. That's our motto.
I like it.
And we are 100% committed to bring this city back to what it could be and what it was.
Now, do you have any events coming up, like any maybe meet and greets where you get out in the public?
We are planning. We're going to put this out there. We're planning a meet and greet for May 28th at the Chopping Block. We're going to try to pull that off. Got a busy schedule coming up.
Sure.
But check in social media and so forth, and you'll see what we're having. We want to get out in the community, all areas of the community.
Right.
You know, real quick, my running mate, Scott Price, he brought up, he would like to have each councilman assigned to a certain area of the city. Now, is that legal? I don't know, but to make sure that each one has a voice,
right.
The Jalapa section, Greenwood Hills, Yorkville. Let's have one individual councilman represent that area so they know all the ins and outs, so it's just not all filtering in. They can say, okay, here's what's going on. One other thing that really irritated me that I found out, I was on Chamber of Commerce for years as a young man.
Okay.
I belonged to a committee, whatever committee I chose to be on. Every month, I had to go in with the report, and sometimes I'd have to say, we met, but we didn't get anything done. We didn't accomplish anything, but I made a report, or, hey, we got this done, we got that done. I hear, to my understanding, the Blight Task Force hasn't met in a year. There's no reporting.
Wow. That'll be my phone. Don't turn my
That's
I
okay.
apologize, Tom.
I'm going to put that in your personal file. So
that's right. But over a year.
Over a year.
For something
so then,
like this.
Redevelopment.
Wow.
That they just met last month for the first time in maybe
my God.
4 or 5 months, but there's no reporting. I would like to have each one of the commissions, Shade Tree, Blight, everything, I would like them to report every month. That's
wow.
not asking too much.
Right,
come in 2 or 3 minutes into the council meeting and let us know what's going on. I would like to share what the police reports are.
Right.
Have that public knowledge.
Sure.
The fire department. It's only a couple minutes, but we know we had so many arrests, we had so many calls and so forth. You know, I'd like to have that at the council meeting.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, the show closed off. I got a gentleman that owns a big construction company, massive. And he threw his hat and said, I will get on the redevelopment committee because he's a Pottsville. He lives in Pottsville.
Right.
He's a citizen.
Wow.
They told him, unless he switched parties, it wasn't going to happen. It's not about parties. It's about taking care of the people. I don't care, independent, Democrat. We all work together.
Yes.
I have more friends that are Democrats and independents than I do the party I'm with, Republicans.
Yes.
But we have a dinner party. There's 30 to 40 of us every Tuesday sharing ideas, doing it. And most of them are on the other side of the fence, and they're fantastic people.
Yeah. Yep. When I was on council, my best friend and the guy that I agree with most was a Democrat, like you said.
Yes.
So, and again, that's what I hate, because as you said, this isn't a D, an R, or an I issue.
Absolutely.
It's not at all.
No.
And I'm so glad to hear you say that, because I think that is a big part of the problem right now.
We just need to represent the citizens. Yeah. I don't care who you are, what you are, or what your gender, rate, whatever. You need to be represented. You need to have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
We want to give you that voice.
Yeah, absolutely. Tom Smith has been our guest in studio. Tom, you have done a great job here this morning. And anything you might want to add in closing before I let you go, because I want to make sure we get everything out for you today.
Vote Price, Smith, and Marsh.
Absolutely. Tom, I want to wish you the best of luck. Like a lot of what you were saying here on the program this morning. And again, check out when Seth gets that up, you can check out more information on that webpage.
Your city, your future.
Your city, your future. Tom Smith, thank you so much. Want to wish you the best of luck. Quick break. We'll be back with more of the program after these messages.
Tune in tonight for Philadelphia Phillies baseball on WPPA, AM 1360, and 105.9 FM, A106.
It's the final game of a three-game series in Tampa against the Rays. The Phils go for the sweep. First pitch tonight set for 7 p.m.
It all gets underway with the Lehigh Valley Health Network pregame show, 30 minutes prior to the first pitch. Phillies baseball on WPPA, AM 1360, and 105.9 FM, A106.